Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Permanent troops in the Capitol. We're told by the Democratic Party and by Biden that the military is going to go after the American people with the FBI. And we're now the Pentagon attacking Tucker Carlson when he says, hey, women can't pass the physical, so they're lowering the standards. And now they're going to have pregnant women, you know, flying around in the second trimester on basically combat missions. This is insane. China is the complete opposite of this. This is to undermine us and bring us down. And they want him off the air. The Pentagon is responding to this. Even Bill Maher is admitting that Tucker Carlson is right about all of this, but that's a day late, a dollar short. So Tucker wasn't intimidated by the Pentagon that can only send pallets of cash to the Iranians and, you know, stuff like that, get our troops killed. So he doubled down last night. Here's part of that report. Full report posted at InfoWars.com.
Well, it turns out when you suggest the Pentagon may be lowering the standards for troops and thus affecting our ability to successfully win wars for political reasons, they don't like it. But that doesn't change the fact that that's exactly what they're doing. In December, the Defense Department signed off on 15 recommendations from its so-called inclusion board. Those recommendations are slated to be completed by the end of this month, March. According to the Pentagon, quote, Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller signed a memo entitled Actions to Improve Racial and Ethnic Diversity and Inclusion in the U.S. Military. And that examined the culture of the military following the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, end quote. One of those recommendations was to, quote, remove aptitude test barriers that adversely impact diversity. Separately, the Pentagon is now reportedly considering lowering fitness standards for female recruits. The military had adopted a gender-neutral test that scored men and women on the same basis, the idea being they would have to fight the same wars. Turns out, though, that far more than half of the women who took the test failed it, so they apparently are ditching that. The question is whether or not this helps diversity. Will it help us win wars and defend the country? Douglas McGregor is in a good position to answer that question. He's a retired Army colonel. We're happy to have him on tonight. Doug McGregor, thanks so much for coming on. Sure. So the military is doing these things and has been doing them for a long time in order to achieve political goals. Most of us don't see the military as a political organization, but as our last line of defense against hostile foreign powers. Do these changes make it more or less likely the Pentagon will be able to defend the country?
Well, Tucker, I think the last 20 years have had a profoundly negative impact on the American military, particularly on the combat forces that have had to go through these long occupations, long deployments without clear missions and attainable objectives. And as a result of this, we've also fought a very weak enemy, an enemy without air forces, without air defenses, without right. armies. And people reach erroneous conclusions about the nature of combat under those circumstances. And I think to some extent that's what's happened now, so that there's a readiness to accommodate PC demands from policymakers who frankly have a cocktail level of familiarity with real war. When otherwise senior officers would put up much more serious resistance. So the answer to your question is, I think these policies are detrimental in most cases and probably divisive.
So the rest of the world is, of course, paying close attention to this. We have been the world's supreme military power for a long time. What is the view of our adversaries and potential adversaries of these political changes that we've made to our military?
Well, none of our potential opponents, whether they are in the Middle East, Northeast Asia, Eastern Europe, doesn't make any difference. None of them would even think of adopting any of these positions and policies under any circumstances.
Yeah, so look, here's the bottom line, the fine print. Everybody knows it's about ending the human military, bringing in machines. This is to sabotage our military and destroy it and go to mechanized systems that globalists control. All this is sabotage the family, sabotage the border, sabotage the dollar, ship in the fentanyl, destroy the country. That's it. Demoralize us, have us all fight over a race war while the totally homogeneous Chi-Coms engage in giant death camps for people. And that's what this is.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've known about Stu Peters for a while, and I've seen him on some of our other shows here on the InfoWars Network with Owen Schroyer and Tom Papert. But I wanted to get him on the program because he's really knocking it out of the park on so many cylinders. We've got the George Floyd trial going on. We've got the tens of millions of dollars given to his family. We've got millions of dollars being spent by the city to demonize the police officer to make sure he's convicted. I mean, I've never seen such a ganging up, such a piling on. And I don't even like what the officer did. But obviously, Floyd's out of his mind, dumping fentanyl out of his pockets. He's begging to be on the ground. Now they're admitting in the autopsy probably died of a heart attack. But this is the total division of the media and the Democratic Party trying to cause a race war. And we've seen riots across the country again. We've seen burning federal buildings, but almost no coverage of it. So Stu Peters is the host of the Exploding Patriotically Correct Show, redvoicemedia.com, and at Real Stu Peters. He's also on iHeart and a bunch of other places. And we appreciate him coming on with us to cover the waterfront today. I want to get into Bill Maher admitting that political correctness is destroying the U.S. at China's behest, and so much more. But why is he saying that now? Coming up, the inoculations, moving with experimental vaccines on newborn babies, pregnant women, even though the advisement by the companies says don't do that. What in the hell is going on there? So, Stu Peters, let's start out with this show trial where I see numbers. The city of Minneapolis spending $20-something million to demonize the cop? I mean, since when can you even do that? He should have a mistrial right there. $20-something million or more, I guess, to the Floyd family, and it just goes on and on. You would think that this guy was like Martin Luther King or something, not a fentanyl a criminal. Again, I'm sad he's dead. So you really broke it down yesterday when I was watching you on the War Room with Tom Papert. Give us your take on it.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. I mean, yeah, we're talking upwards of $100 million by the time that this thing is all said and done. And you nailed it. I mean, this is a glaring piling on is all this is. The military, in a quote that you had in the last segment, is talking about the murder of George Floyd. We have school districts here that are setting up cry rooms and safe spaces for black and brown students only to be able to go and sit in and take the space that they need. Letters were sent home to parents so that they can process all of this in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. Keep in mind, Derek Chauvin, nor any of the other Minneapolis police officers that were there, that were on the scene, have gone through a trial. So due process here is not something that we deal with in the new woke states of America. This is a condemnation, a demasculization, a feminization, the neutering, the castration of law enforcement officers everywhere, all over the place. The rank and file is no longer effective. Policing is 100% dead. It's been overtaken by this liberal, woke, leftist, swamp, communist, radical, totalitarian, fascist leadership style that basically now all law enforcement is the new Nazi-style brown shirts that are out here really attacking, you know, the real crime, like the peaceful and patriotic insurrectionists or Trump supporters that are being villainized and rabidly hunted down like wild animals by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Or perhaps maybe we should really look into, you know, who sold what food stamps at under cost, but only if you're white and only if you live in a trailer park. Listen, what this is this is the systemic rooting of placing blame on Republican conservatives, patriotic Americans, people who enjoy freedom. And this is the choking out of any conservative voices. And all they have to do is develop this mob style, gang style, sort of muscle type frustration of the general populace to the point where you just say, I just give up. The guy was murdered. These jurors that are coming in here saying, well, I've seen little pieces of this and I've seen little pieces of that, but I don't really know a whole lot about it. BS. There is not one place that you can go in this entire world, Alex, where somebody is not familiar with George Floyd and how he died at the hands of the racist cop, Derek Chauvin. It's already been set up. He's been tried. He's been convicted in the court of public opinion. The rest of it is just for show.
And we know what the end game is. Authoritarians want to demonize local police so that under political threat, they roll over to the left, don't prosecute crimes against the left. Soros has gotten hundreds of district attorneys and dozens of attorney generals, like Letitia James in New York, in charge so they can carry out these crimes and then prosecute people like Roger Stone or myself for a crooked toenail. This is real authoritarianism, and a lot of people lionize the police. They're good cops, they're bad cops. They follow the Constitution, they're good. If they don't, they're bad. But really, the police are political. They are rolling over in most big cities to the left and becoming their new political executioners. This is a real takeover. I mean, right now, people look at the left dissolving the borders. They look at the left hurting the dollar. They look at the left jacking up power prices. That's their plan for China. China's produced more billionaires than all countries combined in the last year. We are in cardiac arrest. This has been designed. This is the takedown of America, in my view. What is your view of that?
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, what this starts with, and I want to be clear. I mean, you're right that the police have been politicized. But I think at the street level, cops are still there to do a job. And let's not forget, while you said that there are good cops and bad cops, there are a million or thereabout police officers in the United States of America who courageously go out every single day and serve the men and women of every single race, every single ethnic background.
There is no doubt that they are the most outgunned, overwhelmed group holding the line, and most of them are great people. They're one of the greatest groups of people overall as a slice of society, still being professional, still being warriors against corruption and tyranny, and that's why the left wants to demonize them and overthrow them to become them and take them over. I'm just simply pointing out that the right wing, the populists, the Christians need to get in the police face in a nice way and explain what's really happening and say, we stand with you. Don't bow to the communist takeover.
That's right. We need you here. And as somebody who hunted fugitives for 18 years of my adult life, chasing some of Minnesota's most wanted, most violent criminals who did not want to go to jail.
That's right. I should have got into your background, why you know so much about this. Tell folks about your bounty hunter background.
Yeah, I mean, so for 18 years, I served in Florida and here in Minnesota chasing criminals all over the world that were wanted out of the state of Minnesota. These are the most violent people who have perpetrated crimes against persons involving gangs, guns, drugs, rape, murder, large amounts of fentanyl and meth trafficking, manufacturing, all this kind of thing. These are people who don't want to go to prison. These are people who are being hunted by the U.S. Marshals, by the FBI, by federal task force agencies all over the place. These are people that don't want to go to jail. When I am in black and brown communities on the north side of Minneapolis, on the south side of Chicago, in Detroit, in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and I'm looking for these bail jumpers. Listen, we have real conversations on the street with real black folks. Believe it or not, they're out there and they have a voice. And you ask them about the defund movement. What do you think about defunding the police? Hell no. I lost a sister last week and a cousin last summer to gun violence. The real problem here is not the black and brown divide that they want to. And I know that you know that, Alex.
Absolutely. But let's talk about this real quick. And we're going to talk about George Floyd next segment and get into the real race numbers, the real statistics that they're trying to suppress. But take Portland. Burning the building, huge fires, people inside. That is 100 times bigger than what happened in the U.S. Capitol. Almost zero coverage. Mainstream news is like, things got a little rowdy at the courthouse. So again, that is what the left and the communists with the president, the fake president, are doing, is warming this up as a threat to burn down our cities. And we need to stop it now. How do we do that?
And this shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, this is the nobody should believe a thing, from the scientists to the masking to the numbers to anything that you hear in mainstream media. It's all fake. Everything that you see is fake. The pundits, the commentators, the experts, they're all fake. Everything that you see. And yes, they are warming it up. They have not been reporting on the fact. I mean, Randy Sutton, a lieutenant with the Las Vegas Police Department, retired, has been out there in Portland covering this thing at nauseam. Andy Ngo was forced to leave the United States of America after being assaulted. He has now been made out to be the criminal. They've banned his book from being published everywhere. The criminals have been propped up as martyrs. Okay, we are legalizing crime in the United States of America and villainizing anybody who expects the protection of the police, anybody who backs or supports law enforcement, and anybody who just wants to get up every day, enjoy the sanctity of a nice, quiet neighborhood, and go to work. If you are a white, God-fearing, patriotic, Christian, conservative specifically, you are destined for the gulags. You're going to hell, period. You're the criminal, and you should watch your six, because there is not anybody at the higher ranks of law enforcement or the government that truly has your back. All these institutions that we were raised, Alex, trying to be taught, these are the people that we can trust, are exactly the ones that are coming after you.
All right. Syndicated talk show host, former bounty hunter Stu Peters is our guest. We're going to come back and zoom in on the George Floyd show trial coming up and how it's designed to have a whole new time bomb of riots and burning and all of this. People say, well, wow, this will make Biden really unpopular. They don't care. He stole the election. That's the whole point. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Is kicking butt, reaching a lot of people, and the show is exploding. We love to see that because we are all in this together. And the answer to censorship is more people stepping up, becoming talk show hosts, and you build it, they will come if you're telling the truth. And if you sense my urgency, his urgency, this is a globalist destabilization program. The FBI at the top is totally corrupt. They're saying patriots and gun owners and Christians are terrorists. The Pentagon's being trained to take our guns. General Honoré is preparing a plan. They have all these press secretary says, yes, we're going to have the CIA and military go after Trump supporters. And as Tucker Carlson said, well, you're only good at paying off Iranians and handing over countries. But seriously, they're purging the military. They're purging the police. So while they try to have the police and military come after us, we have to understand they're just engaged in more divide and conquer. These are globalists that stole the election, that are involved in a criminal takeover. They're obviously getting ready for more race riots. They've already triggered them. They've already activated them. And I want to ask you, because you're a smart fella, where you see this going and how you think we should all stand up and counter it now. Then we'll get into their next big detonator, their next big flashpoint, the show trial of this police officer in Minnesota.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, you know, we cannot talk about all these pundits are talking about 2022 and 2024. And, you know, we need to elect America first people. And, you know, the conservatives and the Republican Party needs a complete revamping and all that. Hold on a second. Have we forgotten that just a few months ago in 2020, in November, an election was completely stolen from us? I mean, seriously, we have to stop and think about that. This has to be addressed. We can't move on anywhere. There is never another Republican. There is never another America First conservative. There is never another person with those core values and principles that will be elected under fair circumstances or ever again if we don't address the elephant in the room, which is that this needs to be fixed right now. And how to go about doing that? I mean, I guess, Alex, I don't really know. I've been thinking about that.
Admit that this is a foreign Chi-Com-backed takeover, and we get governors and coalitions to come together. We have commissions, and we expose it, and we get states to pass laws blocking H.R. 1. We stop H.R. 1, and I think we get really, really aggressive and really, really serious.
I mean, they're starting this process in Arizona. I know that Jake Hoffman there has had some really good legislation that's got teeth in it that will make felonies, you know, out of any of this kind of nefarious activity when it comes to our elections. And I think that that's good and dandy. But what about this? What about Jovan Pulitzer not being able to get in there to Arizona? Why are lawmakers, including Republicans, saying, no, we don't want to audit this thing anymore? Why are we closing the book on it is what I'm talking about. I mean, listen.
That's because they know if one domino falls, and we know it's in all these states, then it legitimizes what we've said, and so that's why they won't ever let us do an audit.
And so when I say take it back, when I say moving on to 2022 and 24 is pointless, it doesn't matter about Donald Trump at this point because he's just one man, right? I mean, arguably the best president of my lifetime. I'm only 40 years old, but, you know, this is one person, Alex, and he's responsible for the Great Awakening. Okay, none of us would know jack about what we know right now about how deep the cabal really goes, the roundtable faction, the globalist elitists, and how deep the swamp really is. I mean, he could have spent 10 terms, 40 years in the Oval Office and not even begin to have scratched the surface on draining that thing. And so this needs to happen literally one person at a time. And I don't know what that looks like as far as the removal of these people and the purge, but the legacy of Donald Trump is what we really need to embrace. And that's on us. He can't do it anymore. We can't pin everything on this or waiting for the military to take control. I mean, for crying out loud, look at what the military is doing. I mean, these people are developing a gay bomb and the Tanuka saw, and they're sending women in their second trimester into Mach 2 speeds over Syria as we bomb kids with drones that are named after Ghislaine Maxwell, for crying out loud. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. So counting on the military, counting on Sidney Powell or Rudy Giuliani, although be it everybody was waiting for Lynn Wood's great revelation and all that, that's great. And these might be really noble carriers of an actual real message. But the fact is, until we actually pick up the ball and run with it, whatever that looks like.
I agree. We cannot give people false hope. And of course, everything Q said was the opposite. It was the inverse of what was really going to go down. It's not the military that's going to save us. It's the truth. It's justice. It's our legislatures. It's our churches. It's us as men and women standing up and saying no to all of this and realizing this is a globalist takeover. I totally agree with you.
And the PSYOP, you know, I mean, we have to be able to counter that in some way. And we were talking George Floyd here in the city of Minneapolis. This is the next international PSYOP is what it is. I mean, they've already found him guilty. This is just a part of the PSYOP. I mean, the march, everything. That was the last nail in the coffin by just this propaganda spreading ad nauseum on the mainstream media is just absolutely ridiculous. And when you think
the message is give us what we want or we'll burn down cities, then the media can inflame groups whenever they want over anything and have basically a gun to our head. If we capitulate to this type of terrorism, the globalists, the communists dominate the country using their liberation theology.
I mean, if anybody knows about cancellation and the threat of arrest, it's Alex Jones, right? I mean, look, I was targeted even as a bounty hunter by political adversaries of mine, people that I didn't even work for or work alongside. Elected sheriffs didn't like the fact that I had the authority, and even in most situations as pertaining to a warrant or a bail jumper, a greater level of authority than they did, and would actually try to politically step in my way under the threat of arrest and prosecution if I should go and grab somebody who raped three innocent children in Minneapolis. We went to Mexico to get him, you know, and they were trying to hold the prosecution of false imprisonment and illegal extradition over my head and all of these different kinds of things because they weren't the ones to go arrest him. So,
you know, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. Is that how you became a talk show host, was just to get the truth about what you'd gone through out there?
Well, you know, I mean, I worked for Clear Channel prior to becoming a bounty hunter, and I was just a guy who introduced songs on Top 40 radio. So, you know, radio is something that I've always loved. You know, the natural transition from bounty hunting into patriotically correct is that I'm still dealing with criminals, only now they're just elected representatives. And so exposing the criminals has become really easy because thinking like a criminal has been what I have had to do for the last 18 years. And really all you have to look at when you think something isn't right, and when you trust your gut, which is how I was raised by my dad, a Vietnam War veteran, a hero in my eyes, and my mother, too, they taught me to trust your gut. Always go with your intuition. Pray to God and trust your gut. And when you feel like something isn't right, people, what you have to understand is that you're right about that. Look at yourself in the mirror physically and tell yourself, I am not crazy. Like, this is really going on around me. And that is the only
way. That's why God gave us an internal compass. An internal navigation when we're being gaslit to know what the truth is.
Exactly. And so the transition from radio into, or excuse me, bounty hunting into radio and dealing with criminals has been natural because all you have to look at is who had what to gain by committing this crime. And that'll open up your eyes in a completely new way when you're talking about people like the highest paid guy in our federal government, Anthony Fauci. He's a criminal. He's a liar. He's a personal investor in the lab in Wuhan, China, that this thing. I mean, I didn't get a call from my financial advisor saying, hey, I got a great tip on this obscure lab in Wuhan. Did you? I mean, come on.
No, I didn't. But, you know, Pfizer just sent out a prospectus to their employees and to their shareholders saying, oh, we're going to have 5 shots a year. We're going to jack up the price and we're going to take over the world. This is incredible. Let's get back into. I saw you yesterday on the War Room here on the InfoWars Network talking about crime statistics and the black on white crime they're trying to suppress. I think the truth of that is the antidote to claiming there's this false epidemic of black on white crime.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joe Biden in there because they knew he was easily controlled, was bought and paid for by communist China, and his entire group of individuals around him are compromised, so the deep state could fully keep him on a short leash. But he's deteriorated so quickly now, and the things he's saying are so out of control now, I don't see what they do. And I want to ask our guest Stu Peters of Red Voice Media Syndicate, a talk show host, what his take on all this is. And I want to get to these clips of the White House saying that it's Trump's fault that 4,200 children are now sleeping on floor in cages with no sunlight, even though they're all coming wearing Biden shirts paid for by NGOs to come here. So this is just incredible. This is the whole UN invasion of the country. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But just finishing up with these statistics. Because as you said, real black folks voted for Trump in record numbers. But if you look at the real statistics, the media promotes attacking white people. And there is black-on-white racially motivated crime and also motivated attacks on Asians. And in New York, when they've had attacks on Asians, they then have marches against white supremacy. So the level of gaslighting has reached Mad Hatter levels here. And so lay out some of those numbers.
Well, you know, I don't have exact up-to-date numbers. Here's what I do have. And, you know, I only stopped chasing fugitives just weeks ago after 18 years of doing this. And so it was my job, you know, in writing and staying proficient in these numbers to understand what's really going on in every single community that we serve. Because regardless of whether or not we're cops, we're doing a job where we're out arresting people, taking people to jail. And it's a very real probability. I've been shot at. I mainly deal with people of color, with black folks. And, you know, I don't know why that is, you know, but that's what the facts are. And the facts are that last year, when we look at the cops and the black people and this big theory of systemic racism, and I'm looking at it right here, nine unarmed black people were killed by cops last year. Nine. 19 white unarmed people were killed by cops last year. More officers are killed every single year than unarmed blacks. So the question is, when is the Blue Lives Matter people going to have
way
their
more
chance?
Police are? Well, exactly. We never hear the name of dead cops. And here's the deal. I'm surprised there aren't more people, period, being shot because there's mistakes made. I can't believe the numbers are so low and the police with 350 million people aren't accidentally killing more people.
How many people, how many kids under the age of 18 from the black community in cities like Chicago and cities like Minneapolis?
2,000 blacks are killed on average in Chicago, 98% of them by blacks.
And where is Black Lives Matter on this? You know, I mean, so it's, we go back to the gut feeling. We go back to the intuition that you were raised with. We go back to the common sense, the independent and individual free and critical thinking that has just gone by the wayside since the introduction of these mobile devices, these smartphones, these tablets, the information superhighway, this immediate sense of gratification. News is not news anymore. Remember, Walter Cronkite used to read the news, and then it was up to mom and dad at the dinner table, if you grew up that way, with both of your parents, or like me, came from a divorced home, didn't really have a whole lot, you know, financially, monetarily. My parents did okay, but I wasn't silver spoon fed. And, you know, the conversation was left to your folks or to your family at the dinner table to kind of then enter the subjection or form an opinion.
That's what you learned about the world, your own experiences in your family, not from MSNBC.
That's right. And so now we're not only told what the news is, which isn't really even the news, but now we're even told how to interpret this news. And if you interpret it in any other way, now you've become a danger to society. Your parents could be dangerous if they don't prefer to wear a mask, for example. And now we're looking at the possibility, and it's actually happening in Broward County. A judge actually took a child away from a mother because she posted on Facebook a picture of herself donning her maskless face. I mean, a judge actually said, no, you're a danger to the child, and took the child away from the mother in the name of health and safety.
And that's exactly where I was going. Now that you segue into that, we've got Marvelous Marvin Hagler, a great part of the community, and you've got Hank Aaron, an amazing guy. They're both dead after they took the COVID shot. The families say, yeah, it's the shot that killed them. The media tries to cover it up. But we have record numbers of old people. I had a doctor calling yesterday. He's lost 22 patients because he takes care of old people that took the shot. Well, we see that in the news. 20 countries just banned one of them. The Pfizer's been banned because people dying in India. This is real stuff. So where's Black Lives Matter there? Well, they're funded by George Soros and Bill Gates and others. So that's why they're there to cover up for the big corporations, the death camps that Apple's running in China. That's why they spend $100 million on Black Lives Matter to go, look, black people, look, I'm not racist. It's just absolutely insane.
Black Lives Matter also funding Blue Dot, which then, of course, billions of dollars to the DNC, which actually then funds Planned Parenthood. I mean, it's no secret that these people have wanted to kill black babies for the longest time. I mean, they're the biggest proponents of killing black babies. The Democrats, the radicals.
And let's be clear, LBJ said, because we look at crime rates between black and white, they're about the same. Actually, some areas were higher than with whites and blacks in the 20s and 30s. But as soon as the 50s and 60s hit, they take men out of the house. Drugs are shipped in the communities. The beta test was the black community. You get 80% illegitimacy, and then you get crime waves. And it's the same everywhere. You take dads out of the house, you get crime waves. And then now that's where it is. So this was literally engineered, ladies and gentlemen. But now we've got a crime wave out of the black community with the media saying, go out and attack white people. And then the knockout games, the muggings, this is clearly racially motivated at a level we never even saw from the KKK, who was another terrible organization.
When you go to the south side of Minneapolis right now, for example, they have this, quote, unexplainable plague of carjackings targeting white people. Really? Is it unexplainable? Well, how about you just go back to exactly what you just said, Alex Jones? Let's go back to how many of these kids grew up in fatherless homes on the south side of Chicago? Why are they in Minneapolis? Well, could it be because Minneapolis is the welfare city? Could it be because Minnesota, historically and for decades run by, I don't know why, but by liberal Democrats who just have this welfare state? What is the motivation to go to work? What is the motivation to do anything positive when they can be compensated at levels that are higher
than
what?
And let's be clear, they defunded the police massively in Minneapolis, and then they hired private bodyguards. Tell folks about that for the city council.
Yeah, of course they did. And then the same city council president who was defund the police, get rid of the police, take all guns away from police. We want an unarmed health and safety commission rather than the Minneapolis Police Department is now standing in the same park. Cedarfield Park is what it's called, right there in the Longfellow neighborhood of Minneapolis, where she grabbed probably the same exact bullhorn, addressing the same exact crowd, and now yelling at the police, where are you? Where are the police?
I saw that yesterday. It's crazy. She's now bitching at them, saying, what is up with the left where they don't think we have a memory? I mean, it's insane.
Do they think that we don't have a memory, or are they just too plain stupid to remember what they said just yesterday? Because this is what the media is, again. It's sound bites. And I was trying to articulate that before we had to go to break in the last segment. But we're told how to feel about stories, and we don't get the full story in its context. You don't hear that George Floyd, you don't look at the medical examiner's report. People are asking me on social media, well, where are you finding this? And what doctor said that he died of a lethal amount of fentanyl and meth in his system? People, it's right there on the internet, the entire Hennepin County Medical Examiner's report that specifically says that George Floyd had no bruising in his neck area, he had no lacerations, he had no indication of blunt force trauma to the trachea or anywhere that would have affected his breathing, nothing from the knee, nothing from the dragging, nothing from the putting in the squad car. The only marks that he had on him that were consistent with being arrested was from hand restraints, and they were typical of hand restraints, i.e. handcuffs that are used to handcuff anybody.
Sure, so he died of a fentanyl overdose.
He died of a fentanyl overdose. His heart blew up. He had a lethal amount of fentanyl. Those are words that come verbatim from the medical examiner.
Didn't they say it was like double or triple the number would kill somebody?
It would have killed three people, the amount of meth and fentanyl that he had in his system. Whether he had contact with a cop that day or not, George Floyd was going to die.
I just feel sorry for the police. I see it here in Austin. They're like janitors. They have to run around behind all these drug addicts, black, white, you name it, attacking them all day. I would never do that job.
I know you just have a couple of seconds left, but let me just ask the question. So does this mean now that we're going to target and go after every single cop and charge them with murder if they had contact with somebody today who later today dies of a fentanyl or meth overdose? Did they use excessive force?
Well, this is designed to make society totally disintegrate. Stay there, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Peters is our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. His site's RedVoiceMedia.com. Does a great show daily. We'll be right back on the other side to talk about the inoculations, all of this, and the police state around inoculations. If you want a police state, you're getting one. We'll be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Stu Peters of Red Voice Media. I'm Alex Jones again of InfoWars.com. We have Stuart Rhodes, who they're trying to set up for the Capitol event on January 6th. Joining us, we have Mike Adams breaking down this big scientific report at naturalnews.com. Top vaccine scientists warn the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately or uncontrolled monster will be unleashed. But throughout history, we have seen children, the Toltecs and the Olmecs and the Aztecs and by the Babylonians and by the Druids and by every group goes through cycles where children give their parents over to have their hearts cut out or to be burned or to be skinned alive or to be drowned to different gods. And now we have the textbooks coming out in California teaching children to pray to the winged serpent, which quetzalcoatl, if I'm saying that wrong, I probably am, which they would sacrifice boys to. And they say this is good. The earth needs blood. So the left is just going back to pagan ideology. They're very anti-Christian. And so here's the latest on InfoWars.com. Even though these are experimental vaccines, not even properly approved, they're just given executive power to be approved by Dr. Biden and Dr. Gates. Woke parents volunteering their babies and young children to test Moderna's COVID vaccine. It says it's liberals that are doing it in the article, and the parents are bringing their children saying they want it. They want it now. Even if you believe in the overblown COVID hoax, that even if you contract it, 99.7% chance you get over it, but you've got a 99.99999, you're not going to get it. Children don't need this, and it's dangerous. But, oh, it's a sacrament of your wokeness. They're on the news going, Republicans don't believe it. They don't want it, so they want the shot. Republicans don't want masks, so we've got to have the mask forever. They have gotten the left to do anything they're told as long as it's like they're pro-war now. They're pro-torture. They're pro-get rid of the dollar. They're pro-burn the country down. Because they're so woke. What do you say about this?
Oh, I mean, I had to pick up my son today from school. He is 9 years old. He's a third grader. He was involved with a hockey tournament over the weekend. And apparently one of the players in this tournament had the world-ending plague, you know, the Rona. And by the way, we've now eliminated kids as being these super spreaders that they tried to fear us into what was going to happen, right? But I have to go pick him up, despite the fact that these kids are exerting themselves wearing masks. I mean, it's absolutely devastating. The Let Them Play organization, I don't really know a whole lot about them, but so this is not an endorsement. But what I'm seeing from them so far, I really like. I mean, these kids are exerting themselves, Alex, while wearing a mask that prohibits them from exhaling what your body is designed to get rid of. I mean, why don't they just wrap their lips around my tailpipe every morning before I take them? You know, and this carbon dioxide and this stuff, I mean, and their heart rates are elevated. The long-term effects that this is going to have on our children physically is just absolutely a travesty. And we haven't even really talked about the unprecedented amount of youth suicides, attempted suicides, depression, the pills, the chemicals that doctors are prescribing ad nauseum that are shoving down the throats of these kids who are being diagnosed with early onsets of depression. They're labeling it ADHD. They're labeling it oppositional defiant disorder.
Oh, the truth is they're much more dying from not getting cancer treated or heart attacks. And they know all the insurance companies are getting their money, but nobody's allowed to go to the doctor because it's non-essential health care getting their checkups. This is a cult brainwashing takeover. So, again, what do you make of the left as a sacrament saying they want to take their children to be inoculated with experimental vaccines? Why do they take them to drag queen story time? Well, I guess they didn't abort them in the womb, so they want to abort them now.
Well, what they're doing is they're castrating their minds, and they're aborting them while they're alive mentally. Yes. They're mentally killing them. They're taking them over because they know that they're not going to convince you. And they're not going to convince me. We are too strong. We are the lions that are at the top of the church steeple with these bullhorns that we call microphones here, broadcasting our truth to the world. As long as those people behind that camera allow me to be here and you to be there, we will be here. And nobody's ever going to change
their
mind.
Who are the real criminals here? Not just Bill Gates, not just Fauci, not just Schwab admitting it's a power grab, a corporate world government, big pharma takeover. It's also all the enablers, and it's big tech and mainstream media that suppress medical doctors and scientists and researchers, right, and the facts. I mean, people putting out mainline news that these vaccines are getting banned around the world, all of them have been banned in different places, are being suppressed, and they're saying that's not official UN news. You're only allowed to have the WHO. Since when did we wake up and the UN's in charge of everything? I mean, this is insane.
We've had virologists, we've had epidemiologists, we've had actual real medical expert doctors that have come on my program to talk about the vaccination, and it gets banned from everywhere. The truth is not permitted to come out. And so the inoculation, if you will, or the castration or the abortion of live brains has to happen in order for them to choke out every last remaining pro-police, pro-America, America First, patriot, conservative, specifically God-fearing Christian in this country, especially if you're a white male with a penis. Yeah, you're done. So they're not going to convince you or me, so they have to do it in the classroom. God's greatest gift is our children, and they are attacking our kids, as proven. Now, here's another example. Governor Tim Jong-Walls in Minnesota, the radical Looney Tune who has extended his peacetime emergency powers for an unprecedented over a year now, which was designed for something completely different. It didn't have anything to do with COVID, obviously. It wasn't intended for these purposes, but they're abusing it, and he's not the only one. We've seen these radical governors all over the place, but this guy actually approved a children's audio video book. Now get this, a book that teaches kids that all cops are racist murderers. This is actually being used specifically in school district number 196, which is like Apple Valley, Rosemount, you know, the Silver Spoon area of well-to-do children for the most part. These kids are being told in an audio video book narrated by some underprivileged black guy who, by the way, happens to be a doctor himself, a professor, married to a doctor. Both of his parents were doctors, and he never paid for anything. The guy's probably never even
And it doesn't matter that the main top nine income groups in the U.S. or Asian than whites under that. It's all crap. Whites are a tiny minority worldwide of like 7%. They're just teaching groups to attack a group to be authoritarian so that a bunch of billionaire globalists can sit offshore and not pay taxes while we all kill each other. You are totally right. Meanwhile, a professor warns post-corona society is a national obedience contest. How do we reach out to leftists and others that are under this mind control in this trance? How do we get them out of it, Stu Peters?
Oh, man. I don't know that you do. I mean, there are some cases where you just have to look at somebody and write them off because they're just too far gone. I mean, you deal with this with addictions all the time. You know, I mean,
They've got corporate backing. They've got the left are just following the global corporate religion of mindlessness and PC anti-human garbage. How do we wake them up that they're in a cult? I guess you're saying we can't.
I mean, yeah, I don't think you can. I mean, look at this.
Look at this Milgram experiment. If you're ready to listen, you're missing. This is all evil. This is seeing what they can get us to do.
This is 100% satanic. Well, let's just see if we can get them to take the vaccine. I mean, the vaccine is not even a vaccine. First of all, it's a substance. It's a cocktail that convinces your body, tricks your body and your immune system into believing that you have COVID all the time. I mean, imagine the havoc that this is wreaking on the inside of your body.
No, you're right. Hey, Stu Peters, I'm impressed. You're a smart guy. We love you. RedVoiceMedia.com. And we love your show, and we love it when you join us. Join us again soon, and thank you.
I will. Thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, wow, that was amazing. It's all true, too. I mean, this is a total corporate assault using useful idiots following a woke ideology. They're just NPCs. But I don't hate them. I don't hate the FBI coming out saying white people are the enemy and America's bad. That's a cult that's been captured. But it doesn't mean I'm going to submit to it. But let me tell you, the real enemy is Bill Gates. It is Fauci. It's these guys that are exterminating brown people worldwide, that are shutting off with the COVID lockdown, starving tens of millions. They're like, well, they're killing tens of millions with the left hand. They've got a puppet with the right hand going, look, I love George Floyd. I care about him. It's crazy. All right, we've got Stuart Rhodes and Mike Adams coming up. Mike Adams first with just over-the-top news with the top scientists. And we're talking top, saying that this vaccine is a chemical bioweapon. And implants viral strains in your body to basically offshed them. And that's what the other literature I was just reading is saying. So this is just as bad as we thought and worse. It's all coming up. Please keep us on air. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com ends this Thursday morning. It will end. Store-wide free shipping. We've got 40 to 50% off the krill oil and all the other great products. The X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12 under the tongue. That's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. That sale ends Thursday, and it's your funding that supports the broadcast. Free shipping on the privacy pockets, that little Faraday cages for your cell phones. And back in stock, this sale will continue after Thursday, 50% off BrainForce Plus, our amazing, powerful, effective, clean brain boost support at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and free shipping on that will continue because we got a big shipment in. Again, get some T-shirts while you're there as well. Get some of our Wake Up America coffee. That's what keeps this operation in attack formation. Now, hour number three with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams and Stuart Rhodes. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.